Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The head coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Colts. All right, here you go. You're off the bye. First road game in a while. Seems like we haven't been on a road in a while. Finally get past Peyton Manning. At least you got a young guy that you could face in a quarterback that's maybe not that good, huh? And this Luck kid. He's pretty darn good, isn't he?
He is, and he's very good with his feet. Hard guy to tackle. Big, strong guy in the pocket. Tough to bring down. So he really presents a challenge in terms of extending plays and plays that are designed to go off in a couple seconds sometimes can go 4, 5, 6 seconds after he scrambles out of the pocket or shrugs off a couple tacklers and things like that. So we're really going to have to do a good job of tackling, but also of plastering the receivers if the plays do get extended.
You look at even third manageable downs for, say, an offense, maybe 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5 for them. It's kind of where you're stuck in the middle there. Do you play zone? Do you play man? Because sometimes when you play zone, if he breaks containment, he could end up running a long way with those legs.
Right, absolutely. He's like the 6th receiver in those situations, so you have to cover the 5 eligible guys, but you also have to keep an eye on him running for, 3, 4, 5, 6 yards, something like that, where it's not that far, and he can easily get that. So it really puts more pressure on the defense to take away that 6th option.
Yeah, watch some of their games this year. Even when it seemed like they were out of that game early in the game, he just hangs in that pocket. Same way against you guys in the playoffs last year, kind of carries over to this year where he just stays in there and he keeps shooting it. And he's never out of it.
Yeah, well, he's a very competitive player and a good player. And he does an excellent job of just trying to keep plays alive, sometimes he takes a play that looks like it's not going to amount to anything and turns it into a positive play just because of his athleticism or his patience to try to give the receivers an opportunity to uncover. And he certainly has a lot of good receivers and backs and tight ends as options. So if you give them enough time, one of them's going to get open.
2 weeks in a row, back-to-back explosive offenses that could put up points in a hurry, ton of yardage. How different are they? Is Denver more of, say, a downfield team and Indianapolis kind of maneuvers between the numbers?
Based
on talent?
Yeah. Well, I'd say the Colts are definitely a down-the-field team. They have the most explosive plays in the league, and I think T.Y. Hilton already has 15, so a couple of game. But, they get them from everybody. They get them from the backs, the tight ends, the other receivers, so I think that's the thing that really is impressive about the Colts is how many explosive big plays they get and, the amount of time possession that they have. They have almost 35 minutes time possession, so that's not all passing. They do a good job running the ball, and they keep your offense off the field, and they get your defense tired. So all those things really play into the strength of their team. We're going to have to find a way to negate some of those.
Should be fun. Your team, your secondary, has done a nice job eliminating that big play over the top this year. So see what happens.
Right.
Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @BarbG. Some guy turns 42 this December, and I think he has the name of Adam Vinatieri. Are you surprised at the success rate? And I heard you talk about it earlier in the week and in your press conference that the guy just, you stand around all day, you wait for this guy to miss, you're going to be waiting all day. I think that's what you said. Are you surprised by his success?
Yeah, I know. It looks timeless. He really is kicking the ball well. He's got great technique. The ball flies straight. No wobble, no hook, no slice, just right down the middle between the goalposts. He's been very, very good this year, and as he's been in previous years, but he's really, really kicking the ball well this year. And sure doesn't look like he's going to be 42.
Yeah.
It's like he's maybe, 24, 25. So
I think he uses good hair dye.
he looks a lot like I remember when, when he was a rookie in 1996, my first year here. So
seems like the same guy.
Yeah, he's having a great year, and he's obviously a, great Hall of Fame kicker. There's not many you can put in his class. He's at the top.
Great answer right there. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it with AskBB. What are we going to look at special teams-wise? Maybe a little bit of Reggie Wayne. He's a guy that's aging. It's doing pretty good for them.
Yeah, well, they've got a lot of explosive weapons on offense for the Colts, so we'll see some of Andrew Luck's weapons, guys, that he throws to.
All right, good stuff right there. Everybody hang tight. Bell Strader later in the show. But first, more Ball Access back right after this.